Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When the Pew Research Center began its national election study in 1958, about three-fourths of Americans trusted the federal government to do the right thing almost always, or at least most of the time. In their latest survey released last month, the results were much worse. A meager 2% of Americans now think that the federal government can be trusted to do the right thing almost all the time. Only 22% thinks the government takes the right actions most of the time. Although this probably isn't surprising news to the general public, it is apparently yet to be understood by politicians and bureaucrats. As government seizes more and more control over people's lives, what they can or cannot do, information they can or cannot access, and even what they can or cannot say or even think, the public stops supporting the government. And when politicians and bureaucrats make claims and issue reports that anyone with half a brain can prove is untrue, the decline in public support of government accelerates. Last week, one of the contenders for the 2024 presidential nomination of his party stated that the first thing that needs to be done for people to again trust government is for politicians and bureaucrats to start telling the truth. It is almost comical that anyone needs to say this. Shouldn't government officials always tell the truth, including admissions of where they have been wrong in the past? Telling the truth should be so automatic that there would never be a need to mention it. There are so many government deceptions of the public that it's almost impossible to know where to start. Here's one that I consider critical. The federal government should report its finances using the same accounting standards required for the private sector and by state and local governments. Doing so would expose that the federal government, once it discloses the net present value of unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare, has total debt and liabilities in excess of $100 trillion, more than triple the amount politicians now pretend. That is just the beginning. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.